98.9 The Buzz, and Spisano and Sandy.
This is the cause of most adult injuries. In the most loving way, the most annoying part of parenting. That is what we're going to learn today in Baby University. Welcome to class, everybody. You guys are the professor. Buzz listeners, you guys are the professor. Unless you are in the same boat as Scotty and are expecting a baby. If you're expecting a baby, then you are the student.
I'll need your help, definitely.
The cause of most adult injuries and the most annoying part of being a parent is baby-proofing the house.
Oh.
The day I was able to take down that darn baby gate, I was like, hallelujah. I went to church that day and thanked God. I was like, finally, no more bruises on my shins.
I remember the baby gate. What a pain in the butt that thing was.
Total.
We had two of them. Actually, I had one that was the top of the stairs, of course. And that was always the one that would stick. So you'd have to step over it. And I almost killed myself three times going down the stairs, like stepping over it and missing it.
Sure.
Whoa! You grab the railing and whoa!
You forgot about that.
I did.
The baby proof. I mean, now you're going to have to go home and really survey the house and be like, what is dangerous?
God, you know, it's funny because I had to go down into the down in the basement, our finished basement. We just finished back in October. And most of that, you know, mindset was, you know, full use recreation. I've got a little sink down there. I've got a little bar. I've got cabinets. I've got, you know, and a big area to put like pack and play and to put a, you know, thing down for the kid to play.
Did you notice he said that right after he mentioned the bar? Anybody else? Okay.
Yes. And yeah. I've had this bar. I've never used it. I've had it for 30 years. I've never used it. It's always sat in a basement that was never used.
Well, you got to be careful.
Well, now the whole back of this thing, it's just, it's like one of those pine, knotty pine Adirondack looking things, right? And the whole back of it, all it is two boards in the middle of the back of it as a shelf. So all of the stuff that's going to be on that has to go.
Yep.
All of the stuff on these shelves that I had built specifically that are sturdy enough for a kid to climb up. Thank God it's anchored to the wall. I'm going to have to clear all those shelves. Those are like knickknacks. Those are going to have to go.
It's amazing how you have to look around your house and be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Baby-proof that.
Wine fridge. Come on.
Your fireplace, you got to put that foam whateverness that's so ugly.
Yeah, the baby bumper.
Yeah, and none of this looks pretty. No baby-proofing anything looks pretty. But the baby gate is the worst, right? 222-2899. The worst part of baby proofing is...
Buzz, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Would you be my student teacher this morning for our baby university?
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
The hook, the closure that goes onto the toilet seat.
Oh, you know what? I'm a horrible mother. I never did that.
There's a toilet seat baby proofing?
Yeah, because they might fall in, or they'll throw things into it.
Oh, I never thought of that either.
and so I remember going to a friend's house, and they had just had a new baby, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I could not get the seat up. And I couldn't figure it out, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I had to go get them. And
oh my god, you are hysterical.
Okay,
thank you, professor.
That one wins pretty well.
All right,
that
good all right. Have a good day.
Yeah, okay, thanks right, for calling Baby University.
Bye-bye.
Morning, The Buzz. How's it going?
I'm good. I got a thing that's worse than a baby gate for baby proofing.
What is that? What?
You know those locks for the toilet seats?
Oh. I just found out about them. I never knew about them. Are they new?
You and the woman before you just said that same exact thing. I didn't do the locks on the baby
I didn't know
seat.
There was one.
When my first daughter was born, we had a house with one bathroom, and we had those stupid locks on the toilet seats.
Is there anything in your house right now that is still baby proof that you forgot to? Like, I still have the hooks on my cabinet doors.
Yeah.
I still have those in my kitchen.
Yeah, right?
So annoying.
Yes, it is.
Why did we never take them down? I don't understand.
They're out of sight, out of mind. They're on the inside of the door.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Until you open the cabinet, and then you're like, got to take those down next time.
Yeah.
Have a great morning.
Thanks
for being a professor in Baby University.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, DeBuzz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, teacher, Baby University.
In regards to the baby gates, at least now they come with, like, the little swing doors, so it's a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, but then you open the swing door, right? And then it pulls away from the wall. Then it flops down and wakes the kid up. Or the swing gate, you know, on the baby gate?
Yeah.
I always used to stub my toe on that.
It just looks ugly. Baby proofing just looks ugly.
When you're really short, I'm like 4'8".
Mm-hmm.
So it's really tough for me to climb over baby gate.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm short too.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing that you have to do baby-proofing your house?
The worst, I think, is the cabinets.
The cabinets?
Yeah.
You still when you have to put those little things in. And then when they figure that out, you're hosed. It's done.
Right. Then you have to figure out another way. Then you go to the latch and padlock.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yep.
And what do you still have in your house, still today, with no more babies in your house? What do you still have baby-proofed?
Try to keep my daughter out from like the main area.
Uh-huh.
But she takes it down anyway.
Takes it down.
Yep. Doesn't really work.
Very funny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.